Someone special ain't you.
That's the jam.
Yes, girl.
So today we're gonna be talking about black love.
Won't.
We don't really have an outline, so we just gonna talk to y'all today.
About black love.
Okay, so why isn't black love shown more? I think because most of our black people are used to like toxic love. I think they're used to toxic love, so I think that's why it's not shown more. I think toxic love is shown more than actually black love.
Yeah, I can say that, because when you look at most movies, you know, back in the 2000s and the 90s, you got Baby Boy, and Baby, that was toxic. Mm-hmm.
Jody!
Ooh, yeah, especially when he slapped her in the eye, then tried to, you know, make it up for other stuff.
Lord,
but
Lord Jesus.
Just a hot mess, but I think it isn't shown more because they don't want us to know that, you know, we love. Right. It's okay to love each other, black people. They want us to stay to be against each other.
Yes,
at all times.
White people don't want us to see us love each other. They want us to think that's the only love that we can have. It's dysfunctional love. Right. It's baby mama, baby daddy drama.
So. And because black people are so used to seeing toxic love, that's what they write about. That's what they put in their movies.
That's all we know.
And usually when you ask a girl, you know, what they want in a man, they like drama. They don't like a good dude. They'd be like, oh, he's too nice. They want somebody, you know, cussing them out and stuff. That's what they want. For real. That's what they want. He's too nice. He bought me flowers. He's too rough. Sweet.
Yeah, I need a rough neck.
And that's usually what you hear, you know. I think most every black girl that said that at one point
I can't say I did, because I wanted a guy who wanted to give me flowers. Now, I didn't always get a guy that was like that.
I'm still like, do I want flowers?
I got flowers today, even though I'm going to go cut them up. No, I'm not going to go cut them up. Edit that out, okay?
We got to edit out for a lot of time.
Because he definitely is listening
between
to
us
our
two,
podcast.
We always got to cut something
out.
Yeah,
he's definitely listening to our podcast. So.
Okay. What was I finna say?
Well, I think,
like, if I got flowers, they can't be, like, roses.
I love roses.
Nah, because
if you know what they stand, if you know what they stand for, you probably like.
I like something different though. I always gotta mess the game up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want some chrysanthemums.
Send me some.
Yep, exactly. I need you to go to work looking for them chrysanthemums in the store. You know, because the roses is right at the front.
I want some white roses
or some lilies.
Mm-hmm.
Daffodils, you know, something different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's what it is. Black love. And then it's not shown. Like, you know, most men aren't growing up with their moms and their dads together, or at least a father figure in the house to show them how to love a black woman.
Mm-hmm. In a functional way.
And yeah, you don't normally get that. So, and it's also for women too. Some women are not growing up in households to show how to love a black man. So,
and that's where the divide comes from, because we don't know how to love each other at this point, because all the generational trauma in our blood. I mean, I know this generation is doing a lot of work for ancestral healing, but, you know, at this point, yeah, I'm like, at this point, we just unlearning stuff and figuring it out as we go.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, I didn't like when I saw this happen to my mother, or when I saw this happen to my daddy, so let me not do that. That's basically where we're going from.
So we basically saying we're not going to tolerate what we've seen, and we're going to try to do better with what we got. And a lot of times that's hard, because sometimes you attract things that you don't even know you are actually attracting.
That's very true.
Yeah.
You could be attracting that thuggish, ruggish bone nigga. What are you putting out there that's attracting that type of dude?
Because,
you know, you got the girls that's ratchet and raunchy, and they all over the place, and they crazy, and they attract those type of dudes that's just like them. And then when they get treated crazy and slapped upside their head, and they on the ground crying every 5 minutes because he didn't got shot or something, then they sitting there like,
I'm stressed.
Why do I keep going through this? Well, maybe because because you got to change who you are in order to get what you want. A lot of times, most nice guys that's real nice and real sweet ain't going for no woman that's out there doing her ratchet-ism.
Or they turning down the nice dudes.
That could be a lot too. He's too nice.
He corny.
I was just about to say.
My friend always tell me, don't let no dude be a simp. What's a simp?
Child, I don't know.
And when he explained that to me, he was like, a simp is like a dude who always, you know, giving you compliments and talking to you good and encouraging
you're not
you.
Supposed to
that's
want
that's not a simp. I would think the exact opposite.
I think the simp is the dude who calling my phone talking about, you better not go out there.
I think the simp is the one who's simple-minded, who's not open-minded, who's not trying to uplift me, who's not trying to uplift or do better for himself.
But I'll take the dude who loves me and encourages me and pushes me to do better rather than a guy who's doing nothing but holding me back.
Right.
Or just telling me what I want to hear.
Right. Exactly.
We didn't have plenty of them.
Period. But, yeah, and I think a lot of the times, you know, we sabotage relationships. I feel like black women self-sabotage all the time. You know, or you say you want this, and then when you get there, you find some other flaw wrong with the dude, you know?
Like, I feel like black women specifically, like you said, self-sabotage, because like we was talking about earlier, we used to all the broken relationships, so we don't know how to show love sometimes. It's hard to figure out, okay, how do I actively do that? And with men, you know, they don't really self-sabotage. They don't show no feelings half the time.
Right.
Because they don't know how to, because they were taught not to. Mm-hmm. Or they don't know how to express themselves. So it's usually us who end up controlling the ways of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, yeah, probably is usually black women self-sabotaging.
That is very true. I'll take that. And you're right. A lot of them don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to pick up a phone. Like...
Especially like, nowadays, they just want to go on your Instagram DMs, Snapchat.
You meet a dude these days, they ask you what's your Instagram name before they ask you for your phone number.
Okay.
Then they take forever to ask for your phone number.
Yeah.
Through Instagram.
Don't want to talk to you on the phone, let alone ask you on a date. A real one. Netflix and chill.
I was going to say, they think a date is Netflix and chill, and that's not no date.
That's like a day after you've been together for a long time.
Right.
That's the day.
Right. But they be trying to do that early on. It's like, no.
Girl, just met you yesterday.
Literally. And I don't know, you know, I don't know if that's what this generation is used to. They think that that's a date. And they think, a lot of them think that, you know, that's love. They think little things are love, like Netflix and then chilling when you barely met the dude, or because he called you once a few weeks because
he came to your house and he met your mama, that's love. Like, no.
And these days,
anybody can meet your mama.
Ooh. I was just gonna say that these days anybody can take you home to meet their mama.
Girl.
That don't mean they love you. They taking all the 5 other chicks to meet their mama too.
They know everybody mama and their mamas.
So it's like, I don't know, how do you, I'm gonna ask y'all, since y'all in love, How do you know it's love? Like, how can you tell the difference between, you know, somebody that's just gaming you and...
Ask Kayla that first.
because I said it before, I don't know if it was, how long ago it was, but you know when you can call that dude when you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know when you don't even know what to do next, they got a solution. Even if you don't want to hear it, because I'm already real good for solutions. He'd be like, just do this. And I'd be like, I don't want to do that because X, Y, and Z. But he like, well, whatever you want to do, let me know. You know what I'm saying? As long as they uplift you, even when you down on yourself, they know how to make you feel better about yourself or whatever you're aspiring to do. And when they're not quick to give up.
Yeah.
For any and every reason, just because something doesn't go their way or the way that they thought it was going to go.
Good answer. Come on, love bird number 2.
I wouldn't say that today, y'all. But
I can't with it.
It be like that. I guess it's just, shoot, y'all, I don't know, y'all. I'm be honest. I'm gonna be honest. Some days you in love and some days you just be like, I'm gonna choke you.
That's the straight up
truth. So I guess today is that day. But you can keep that on the pocket.
That's the truth.
But I guess when you, I say for me is when something good happens in your life, that is the first person you go and tell.
Yep.
That's the first person you want to go and tell. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's the way you know you in love. And like when you can't, even when you mad at them. Even when you mad at them, you still want to be around them. And you still want them to be around you. Mm-hmm. Even if that means you might slap them a couple of times. But you still love them.
No slapping.
It's just a way to show.
No domestic violence on either side.
You can slap them in your head.
Either side.
Virtually. Do a virtual slap.
I mean, you can do a little pop. You know what I'm saying? You might do a little muff upside the head.
You know, give me that two finger. You ain't gonna talk
to me. I was gonna say, you can always.
Yeah, who are you? Muff upside the head.
Boy, where? Who are you talking to?
These two fingers right. Boy.
play. You know what I'm saying? No domestic violence, though.
Yeah. No domestic violence. But y'all, it really is. It's when you don't see yourself without that person no matter what.
Oh, that's the one.
I feel the love.
Burn. We had to talk about black love all day.
Feeling the
love. Everybody knows that they push close to shove.
Was that on that song, Raven?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So,
why do other black people say maybe you should date outside your race to find true love? Why isn't black love talked about? Y'all, let me tell y'all, I have never been the one to want to date outside of my race. It's nothing wrong with it. But I just don't think, for an example, I don't think a white man can relate to me with my struggles and with what I face daily in life.
Exactly.
I can come home and be like, man, this has happened to me, and I just feel like it's this is going on. And
he gonna be like, what?
I've never seen anything, you're not over. It's a movie called American Boy. All American Son or something like that.
The football?
No, that's All American. It's American Son. It's
Kerry Washington?
Yes.
Oh, I never watched it. I need to watch that.
Well, I'm gonna have to explain it on this podcast. Okay. So basically she was married to a white man and they had a black son. Because if your mama black, you black. If your daddy black,
you black.
The one drop test.
I'm about to say the one drop.
That one drop rule. And they were sitting in the police station looking for their son. Ooh. And, of course, the police officer was white. Mm-hmm. And he would not give Kerry Washington any information at all. But when the husband walked in, who was also FBI, he was a police officer as well. Mm-hmm. He walked up to that man and was like, I'm sorry, that bitch, excuse my French, but...
That woman you just, yeah...
She was acting up or something like that. And her husband was like, yeah, man, I understand. Cool. You can't relate to me. Because if that was a black man and a white man said that about his black wife.
I don't even see that movie.
He ain't going to take that.
I don't even see it.
So at the end of the movie, they were still looking for him. Nobody would give them answers until at the end they found out that the police had killed their son.
For real? Mm-hmm.
He was literally going back and forth with his wife because his son had on the back of his car videotape police officers. He was like, he didn't like the guys he was hanging around because they were black.
Is this a new movie?
Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix.
It came out last year, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I just never watched it.
It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And sadly, it's like, okay, we have children. You're a white man. We have children. They're considered black no matter what. You can't even physically teach them about the hands up rule. You never experienced it. You never had that chance to experience it. So when you think about things like dating outside your race, think about the whole thing. When y'all have black children, how is he going to accept their blackness? Because they're going to be black no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I guess For me, it really just...
Because don't get me started.
I guess for me, it just really depends on the type of man. Because there are some white men out there that would stand up for their black
women. Yeah, there are.
If so, they're knowledgeable, if they care enough to learn.
But I feel like, to me, I feel like, you know, you got to know what you're dealing with in any, you know, situation.
Even with black men.
You know,
a lot of times they don't protect us either.
Mm-hmm. And that's male privilege. We don't talk about that today either.
So, I think it just depends. I feel like I could date outside my race, but like you said, I've always wanted to date. It's just, to me, it's just something about a black man. You know, he knows my struggles. We have the same culture. Like, I can have my bunny on and he's not going to ask me what that is. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just the small things. But could I do it? Yeah, I could do it. Would I prefer to do it? No, I would prefer to date a black man. But I feel like there are, you know, other races out there that will stand up for black women, that will love that black woman, that will love her struggles, that will protect their black kids. So
yeah, I always say Hispanics is next to black people, even though some of them don't acknowledge the fact that their minority is over majority.
Yes.
But they're next to them. So if I have to date outside my race, it will be a Hispanic man. Because they do truly love their women. They do. They want you to stay at home and have babies, but most of them do, but I would date. That's the only way I would date outside my race, if it's another brown person.
Yep. Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, Poppy.
I guess that's her sign, or she will get her husband name. All right then, girl.
She called y'all out.
Y'all better hit her in her
DMs. So, I don't even know where to start. Like, like Lauren said, like if I were to, well, I have dated outside of my race, they're always brown.
You sure have. Mm-hmm.
Brown people. Like, I don't think, well, now I'm not, but I don't think I could date a white man. He would really have to be someone who grew up around black people, and not just any kind of black people. Not the black people that be trying to entertain white people and make white people feel comfortable. No, he has to be a self-educated, because I'm not finna sit around my whole life teaching you about me and my culture, white man. And I would feel the same way about my daughter, about Yamaya. Like, if you, first of all, if you gonna date outside your race, you're gonna have to deal with your daddy. Because you ain't even gonna be scared of me, you're gonna be scared of your daddy. But if that's the case, and that's any race in general, they have to be self-educated. They have to understand and know your struggle. Mm-hmm. Know you personally, because, you know, black people are multifaceted. We don't all have the same story. But you have to know the struggle and the true history, not that fake history they teach us in school.
You gotta be real.
Yeah, the real, real. And you have to be self-educated, like I keep saying, because white people expect people of color to educate them and give them the information and give them the resources to everything, when we still struggling to fight and pull for the resources that are handed to y'all. So, no, it's not our job to educate y'all. Just let y'all know. But I feel like for black people, I think black love is important, specifically because it's a lot of things that we have to battle. And, you know, we still out here trying to just survive, you know. And at this point, I feel like this generation, we're trying to break through that wall where we can finally live, just live and be. With all the stuff that we've been having to deal with. I just think that black love is important, because if we're ever going to heal and deal with the generational traumas that we carry genetically, mentally, and emotionally, whether you know it or not, when you drive past a police officer, your heart gonna stop.
Oh, you gonna check the mirror too.
Exactly. You gonna slow down, even though you know you're not speeding, it don't matter. When you walk into the room and you're the only black person, you gonna feel away. That's trauma, and it's genetic, it's natural. Whether you've been around somebody else who's done it, you gonna feel it. And that's ancestral healing that needs to be taken care of. And I feel like the only way that that can happen is with black love. And that's why it's important to me. And that's all I got to say.
I think we forgot to answer the question where it said, why do people tell black people to date outside their race? And I feel like...
Okay, you got it.
I feel like people tell us to date outside our race because our black men sometimes treat us like trash. Ooh. And... And I feel like, you know, they're like, if you go over to the other side, my other side, you know, I mean, like different race, then, you know, a lot of times they do treat they black woman better. Look at Tina Turner. She was with Ike. He beat her. She married a white man and she been with that man for years and that man is good to her.
For real. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that's why they tell us that.
I think so, too. I think that you have to struggle with the black man to get the love. You have to go through things to get the love that you deserve, what you should have gotten in the beginning. Mm-hmm. If he ain't cheating, tripping all the time, then you're gonna have to go through it. It's like you got to ride this wave in order for me to appreciate you. When you should just appreciate me in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now in other races, they appreciate you from the jump. Mm-hmm. They love everything.
They loving that fupa.
Yeah, they love everything about you. They now don't get me wrong. Some
the
of
curls
them
curls and
yeah. Oh, they love their natural hair.
Don't touch it though.
Don't get me wrong. It's a bad guy in every race.
It's a bad guy in every race.
But at the end of the day, I feel like other races appreciate you more when you date as a black person rather than a black man just think you nagging, you getting on their nerves all the time, and that's not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. You just want him to treat you the way you should be treated
because he ain't listening.
He's not listening. And I think that's one of the things. Just open up your ears and listen to your woman, because your woman ain't telling you nothing wrong.
And your heart. Mm-hmm. Your heart too.
Your heart. Because we're not telling you wrong at all. Just listen. We're not trying to hurt you. We're just trying to show you that we love you. And a lot of times black men are not willing to take that love. Mm-hmm. They are willing to put up this guard and this shield because, you know, that's what they've seen all their lives. And women, no matter what race, is going to be a nagger. They're going to be emotional. They're going to be all over the place. That doesn't matter. I've had friends, guy friends that dated outside their race. They say all women are typically the same. It's just, you have to know. It's like a fight or flight. You have to know, am I going to fight for this person or I'm going to take off? Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
And that's in all relationships.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is it worth the fight?
Is it worth it?
Now, so, what was the question again?
Why do people tell black people to date outside their race?
I feel like, just like, what was it, last year or the year before last, Issa Rae wrote a book or something. And she was, in the book, she was talking about how black women should date Asian men because Asian men are underappreciated in their culture, and she was like, you know, black women are underappreciated in their culture, but Asian men are, you know, the most educated in theirs, and black women are the most educated in theirs. So how about y'all, you know, get together, y'all should start talking to each other, appreciate each other, blah blah blah. And I guess everybody felt a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was like, why are you trying to tell, you know, black women that they shouldn't be talking to black men? And I don't think that's specifically what it was about. What it was about is the fact that we are underappreciated.
I was going to say, it's right there. It's what she said.
Everywhere. It's what she said. But, you know, people always want to choose what they see and what they take in or whatever. But, yes, because they're both underappreciated. She was like, how about y'all start appreciating each other? You know what I'm saying?
And black men get mad a lot when a black woman date outside her race. Like, they don't do it all the time. I don't get it.
So
I'm come first.
A lot of I just feel like the issue is that there's so much, and I'm gonna say this a lot of times, there's so much unresolved trauma in the black community that I feel like we don't want to deal with it sometimes. And you know how, like I was saying earlier, black men aren't taught to express themselves and deal with their emotions or do anything about it. So I feel like they do it to evade.
I blame their mom.
The trauma. I was going to talk about that too, because a lot of time, you know, when they say we nag, we do this, blah, 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 we always trying to tell them what to do, it's because you are projecting your issues with your mama on me, and I'm not your mama. And I don't want to be your mama.
I'll tell my boyfriend anytime, I'm not your mama. I don't got to deal with your crap. She do.
So I don't want to be your mama. Like,
I don't never want to be your mama. That's exactly. Why I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to go back and forth with you on what I want you to do. If you can't do it, somebody else can. Simple as that. If you can't realize that, if you can't see me, if you can't sit there and stomach the fact that I'm with somebody else, then you need to get your stuff together. And that's just simple. So I feel like at the end of the day, it is important for black love. But
yeah,
we know, black women know how important black love is. It's our black men who don't.
I can't say
that is kind
of, I can't generalize them.
Well, we can't generalize them, but most black men don't know.
We
got to
say that because they're going to assume that we generalize.
But we stop.
And we're going to let y'all know. We're
not generalizing, y'all. Because I think there's
my black man love me, and he love black women.
My black men love me on some days.
I feel like there are good black men out there.
They out there.
I met one, okay?
You know what I'm saying?
I met one.
But it's hard to find them. They hard to find.
We're not going to talk about that right now.
We're not going to talk about him because that's going to make me mad.
we definitely going to talk about it when we... Oh, okay.
On the break.
I'm like, who she talking about? Dang.
But yes, y'all out there, but even just seeing the questions that we got from black men, they were negative and they were instantly attacking black women. And it's like, why can't...
And it's like they don't know it's out there.
You see in the media... Regardless of not even like popular media or pop culture, I'm talking about in the news. Black women are the ones that at the head of the movements to protect black men constantly. A black woman started Black Lives Matter. And it's a black woman out there who was murdered in her sleep and still hadn't got justice. Mm-hmm. It's several other black women who have been killed from police brutality, just like black men. But it's not as publicized.
No. Mm-hmm. I think Breonna Taylor was the first one that actually was publicized.
Exactly. And she still didn't get
Sandra
justice.
Bland.
And
Sandra Bland.
Sandra Bland. And she still didn't get justice.
Tatiana
Jackson.
She didn't get that
and
much
she
public,
didn't either.
Publicity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But black women are out there fighting. You fight for y'all.
If y'all ever seen this video, I can't remember, but it was at the gas station. And I'm going to have to look it up because it's on YouTube somewhere. It was at the gas station and this man was, you know, the police were there. And this man and his woman was literally standing in between the police and a gun. And she was like, no, like, don't shoot him. Like, she was literally like, if you shoot him, you got to shoot me too.
And I have seen multiple pictures
mm-hmm.
of black women standing in between to protect their man when they was about to lose their life. And mm-hmm. we don't see a lot of that in reverse. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out how is it that y'all think we don't care about y'all when we always the ones in the front of all the movements and we rarely ever see y'all
in front of anything.
Speak up for us or in front of anything. Yes, in general.
I mean, you know? Even look at the thing where, like, you know, when a black man is on the come up and before he's on the come up, he with his black woman. But Ooh. As soon as he make it,
Kanye. Sorry. And he was the one who was saying
he's a young full white girl. He said that.
Yeah.
And you know.
And he left his woman for a white girl.
Mm-hmm.
A trashy one at that, but
we don't edit that out.
That's the truth.
Black people know.
Everybody knows.
That man is lost, okay?
He's lost. He is lost. She didn't brainwash him. She didn't get out him and everything.
He did that. That man did that. They ain't smart enough to do that.
Nah, they not.
He
you
did
right.
That.
They black-haired bloods.
Exactly. To the team.
But no.
But yeah,
what you're saying is definitely true.
Mm-hmm.
They don't protect us as they should. And we always protect them.
In the moment we ask for protection, they got a list of excuses.
Oh, wow.
Never-ending list of excuses as to why they can't. Like, regardless of what you have experienced in your reality with black women,
all black women are not the same. Just like all
y'all
black
tell
men
us, yeah, y'all tell us all the time. There's not all black men, blah blah blah. Okay, when we out here protecting all black men in all instances and all cases, then we don't generalize y'all. But when we ask for that in return, y'all can't reciprocate.
Mm-hmm. If you think about when they were sitting outside of those officers' houses with Breonna Taylor and the attorney or whatever.
I can't think of his name. I know what you're talking about, though. What is his name? Sitting, Cameron?
Yeah, they were sitting outside his
that house. Black man.
Let me tell you how many, you can probably count on your fingers how many black men were sitting out there with them. That's how bad it was. It was mostly black women sitting out there saying, no, we want justice. We gonna say her name.
What I did love, and it touched my heart. It touched my heart.
It touched your heart.
It touched my heart. was that black man, I can't remember what city it was, but it was the black woman who had white neighbors and they kept harassing her over and over and over again. So he found a bunch of black men in the community and they all pulled together, was posted up in front of her yard with their guns, ready for anybody who had a problem with her. That was one of the most beautiful things I saw this year. And then it was, I believe it was a parade of black people posted up with their weapons, ready for anything. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it was black men lined up, black women lined up. And that's what I love to see, but it's so rare to see it. And that's the problem.
If black women and black men just come together and love each other properly, you don't even have to love them in like an intimate way. Just love each other properly.
Don't just protect the black women that you know personally. Don't just
protect
defend
all
the black women.
Black women.
I mean, if you see a black woman being harassed at the gas station, it can even be a black man, a white man, a Mexican man. It don't matter.
Who it is. Yeah. Protect
Speaking
her.
Of, you know, my mom, her truck, she ran out of gas. And none of the black men came to help her. Only the Hispanic men pushed her truck, got her some gas. It was all the black men that was around, they got in their cars and left. Simple stuff like that.
Ooh,
like,
girl.
When do y'all show up for us? That's what we asking. When do black men show up for black women?
Because I can list several examples of us showing up for y'all. Mm-hmm. But can't nobody tell me
when y'all show up
when y'all showed up for us.
God rest his soul, Mr. Sam. He was a good black man, and he protected all black women. Mm. Okay, that was a good man. So, some black couples you love. Who are some black couples you love?
Michelle and Barack Obama.
They the first black couple that everybody, every black person better love some Michelle and Barack Obama. Because that's the only, you never, ever heard a scandal about that black man in office. I'm just sorry. Mm-hmm. You never heard.
Respectable
black man. Even though other races did not respect him because he was a black man. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you ain't never heard him say anything about, you never heard the blog say he cheated on his wife. He never, none of that stuff.
And I don't watch all the movies.
Yes.
You don't watch all
their
movies?
Yes, I think I have too. But he loved Michelle. You can look in his eyes and tell he loved her.
Yeah. I love it.
He ain't like Melania and Trump. Sorry that they every time they touch, they
Melania
run
trying
each other.
To escape. Yeah, she trying to escape. That's
she just there for the money, y'all.
So, my favorite is Sterling K. Brown and Ryan Michelle. Here they go right here. Look at him.
Okay.
Loving.
I've seen him.
On his black woman.
Ew. Okay. You know what? Back
I love him.
Back in the day, I would have said Will and Jada.
But,
but they got in that entanglement.
They lines too blurred. Too many blurred lines.
It's not no more.
I still respect them, though. Yeah. Because even with all the mess that they've been through, and now that they finally aired it out, because you know they always been keeping it
well,
secret.
Well, let me tell you.
Knew.
They didn't air it out. Somebody else did. they finally addressed it. They addressed it.
Even though we knew forever about all the stuff that was going on. I feel like they love each other unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And through
whatever.
Through the good and the bad, and not even to the point where, you know, one of them was just dealing with stuff and they was just miserable. It was to the point where Will was like, look, I'm about to leave you. Like, you need to get it together. Like, they held each other accountable for their mistakes and still loved each other unconditionally enough to work through it and figure it out.
They still got blurred lines.
So, I can respect
their love. I can respect their love, but...
I can't use it as an example, but no, I can respect the blurred lines.
My black love couple, and the sad thing is, I had to really sit here and think, because, I mean...
I didn't. That's all I follow. Black little couple.
It is. I follow some, but I don't know them off by heart, like off the top.
I had to start because, you know, we don't see them enough.
Mm-hmm. So, let me look for some. Like, it's a couple I love. I mean, he has black. Adrian and Israel. I love their relationship.
Then he black.
It's the one you know drop rule.
You black.
And yeah. I love the way he loves her. Like, I can't say that they're a full black couple, but I love the way he loves her. And the fact that he continues to date her in their marriage. That's what I love. Like, he still sends her roses at work.
<me chew. laughs>
Every day he walks her to her job. Like, he just he the way he looks at her, like
it's in the eyes, y'all.
Everything in the eyes.
Or like he don't like to argue with her. They don't really argue. I mean, they have, you know, every about little space.
Now look, everybody argue.
But they say they really don't argue. Like, it be...
Maybe
like
they debate.
Have, yeah, like, okay. Maybe a small debate.
Okay, I'm about to say, because me and Omar debate.
But, like, he...
We argue sometimes. It be getting real, too, because Tasha know
I... Well, I argue.
I don't say that. I get the call top. I'm like, girl!
But I can kind of relate to them not arguing, because I don't like to really argue with my man. I don't like to. I mean, I'll tell you when you're wrong, but I don't really like to argue.
You like, I'm going to tell you and I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to just tell you what I don't like. I'll probably keep telling you what I don't like. But
like, you're doing it again.
You're doing it again. You was good.
You got this many times.
But Nipsey and Lauren London.
I knew it was somebody else. Yeah,
they were, and it broke my heart when that happened to him.
Because
I feel like she's never going to ever love a man the way she loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was literally her soulmate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wanted to talk about that, like, soulmates. I forgot I wanted to bring it up, but yeah, like, I love, you know, if y'all know about their love story, then y'all know what I mean. Like, it was just deep, and like, even when she lost him,
he loved her. He probably showed her how to love herself. I think she said that.
I think she did say
he showed her how to love herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what men need to do.
That's how you know it's real.
Yeah. Show her how to love herself. Even when she down. Because I think in one of their photo shoots, none of her clothes fit.
Yeah, I remember
she had the last baby. Yeah, she said none of their clothes fit. And he did something. Just he didn't let them do nothing until she felt comfortable.
Yeah,
and she was confident within herself. I was like, oh my gosh, that's the only couple.
You make me emotional. Yeah, I'm like, bro, when she told that story.
Yes, that was the only couple that I literally like. I didn't know about Nipsey until he was with Lauren, but I literally studied them, and like literally when he killed him, I was in a funk for 2 weeks. Like, I was like,
it broke.
I felt like I was Lauren. I am Lauren, but I was. I felt like I was Lauren. I was like, dang, man, I lost him too.
And the way she screamed, like, you could tell how much he meant to her by the fact that she was like, "That's my husband." Like, the way she said that, I'm just like, "Ooh, that shit, it hurt. It hurt."
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I love their love story, and I love how she still, to this day, she like, I'm his forever. He mine forever.
And like, she trying to live out his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She did something.
I don't know, but every time she drops something and it's in the honor of Nipsey Hussle, I share it. I save it. Cause like, that's something I don't ever want to deal with.
That's black love.
That is. Yeah. That's truly the definition of black love.
Mm-hmm. Black love.
Because even though he's gone, she's like, they still. Mm-hmm. It's like she's still with him.
Like, that's God's love, and that's what we're supposed to try to imitate in all of our relationships.
Right,
is the unconditional love that He has for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're supposed to attempt to give to one another. That's what we are supposed to aspire to, a never ending eternal love.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's not where you can do whatever to me and I'm going to be okay with it. That's not unconditional love. And mm-hmm. people tend to think that. That's not what it is. It's I'm going to hold you accountable.
That's one-sided. unconditional love.
And it's toxic as well.
Because you're loving somebody else unconditionally and they ain't loving you.
And they ain't, yeah, they ain't even seeing you. It's to the point where you have to hold that person accountable
for their actions.
And yourself as well. Mm-hmm. Through all stages. When it's ugly and when it's pretty. Mm-hmm. It can't just be, oh, it's all good. Everything's perfect.
Because it's never going to be all good.
Exactly.
Come on now, y'all.
Don't be trying to run when things get hard.
Y'all, it's never all good. I've been in a relationship for almost 3 years. Girl.
It's never. And I don't care who try to make it. It ain't
who
never.
Who trying to pretend like everything's rainbows and
strawberries.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it has to be like
super bad.
But
yeah,
it's supposed to be toxic, but y'all just have to hold each other accountable.
You're going
to
have your high and low moments. I mean, it could be something simple as one person loses their job.
Yes.
You know how that can affect a relationship, so that's why.
And you have to see, like, that you have to see the person through their high and lows, because that person ain't always going to be the best person. You ain't always going to like them neither. But like we were saying before, you have to be able to lift that person you love unconditionally up when they down. You have to be able to be like, okay, you can't see this vision. You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. But I see it, so I'm going to guide you, even though you can't see right now.
When that woman had that baby and she got stretch marks and she don't feel like sleeping with you and all of that, love her still. When that man trying to get a job.
She got the baby on TV all the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When that man trying to get a job and he can't get one, love him still. Like, y'all be ready to give up so quick. Support him. When she don't feel good, when he don't feel feeling his best, like, love them. And I feel like, you know, our generation, like you said, they just so quick to throw it away and on to the next.
Yeah.
Instead of sticking it out.
Yeah.
Because, of course, it's going to get rough. It's going to it's gonna get hard. But you still got to be there.
And you got to check yourself, too. It ain't check always yourself. About the other person and what they doing. You got to check yourself.
Because sometimes it is you.
Because sometimes you can just snap for no reason.
And sometimes you got to grow. You thinking, okay, everything's supposed to be like this. So that's how it should be. Like, no, sometimes you got to move. Sometimes you got to adapt. Sometimes you got to look within yourself and see, okay, maybe I can do this better. Or maybe I didn't see this the way that they saw it.
Y'all, don't spaz out, because I spaz out. Like, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I will spaz.
And some people spaz out.
And I know I will spaz out. And what I've learned to do is to apologize after. I haven't apologized.
That's just yes. growth.
That's growth.
I apologize this week.
That's a step, though.
Because I spazzed
that's
out.
That's growth.
But I will apologize eventually.
And also that person that loves you unconditionally and knows that, okay, maybe you're working on your temper, you might spaz out, they should be able to see that in you and be like, okay, well, I'm not going to react to this because I know that this person needs this amount of time to deal with this and they have the right to feel the way that they feel. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people need to address that with themselves too. People are allowed to feel
what they feel.
Even if it's not your reality, even if you don't see that from your perspective yourself, if you love that person, let them have their feelings and address it and move forward.
So I guess I gotta say, I have a couple of black couples that I look up to. I like Angela Bassett and her husband.
I forgot about them.
I definitely
Denzel Washington and his wife.
I love Denzel Washington and his wife. But, like I said last week, I absolutely love Kadeem and the Val. I watch Kadeem and the Val every night. I see their vlogs. I see their everything. I love Kadeem and the Val. I watch Sisters because of the Val. I don't watch it for the
Really? I couldn't watch Sisters.
I love Sisters.
Tom Perry need to pick it's good. Actors.
It got good.
It's really gotten good.
I ain't seen it.
But I watched it because of the Val, because when he explained his story on why he wanted to be an actor and everything like that, I was like, I gotta watch and see how he gonna do. Y'all, he ain't the best. Y'all gotta support. Yeah. He not the best actor.
And I didn't even know who he was until Sisters.
Yes, but I've been watching them for hours before he became on Sisters and everything. I just love.
I didn't know who his wife was, but I knew who he was. Yeah. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he is. I absolutely love Kadeem and Deval. I love their relationship. They have been together for 17 years. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. And you don't get that in our generation.
No.
At all. Really so hard. I look up to them. I aspire to have a relationship like theirs, but a little different because I'm me, And I know Kadeem might not spaz out like I do, but but I do. I do aspire that. That's really a good black couple to look up to all the time. Y'all should go follow the Val. I am the Val, and I am Kadeem.
All right, so I guess next we'll talk about some of these questions that we got.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's get into it.
Questions. Where are the questions?
Somebody pull up those questions.
Let's pull them up.
Xing all them questions. Why are you Xing all them questions?
Make your statements, man. Assuming? I don't know if some of y'all are old enough for that.
All right. Who has the questions? I can't. Do I need to log in?
Yeah, you go. You got that question.
Did I screenshot on this phone? Oh, Lord.
Let me see.
Hold on, y'all. I might need to log in. I don't know.
How do we pull it up?
All right. These questions, y'all, we thank y'all for asking us questions.
We really appreciate it.
And please give us more. And we think we're going to start... Okay. An advice episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think we all give good advice.
Yeah.
Just don't ask me no advice about no guy. I'm going to give you the worst advice ever. I'm going to tell you to leave him. No,
you got three options, okay?
Okay.
Three options. And you can decide for yourself.
Right.
Okay. So the first question was views on polygamy. Is it polygamy?
It's polygamy.
Okay. Views on polygamy since it's not common in the black community.
I'm gonna just go with that way we were created in the creation. God designed a man for one woman. He didn't give Adam two or three women. He just gave him one woman. So of course it's not talked about, but hey, whatever floats your boat. If you got a woman who's down for having another woman with her man, then cool, you know, maybe it can work out. Some people work out very well with having two women. I really think it's for the rich, though.
I want
don't be
man.
A broke man trying to have two women.
I want my man to only want me. I can change my hair up. I can change my outfit.
Switch your wig, make him feel like you're cheating. Okay.
I can do different lipstick colors, like, I mean, heels. I can be short, tall. Like, what you want me
what
to do?
What you want? Like, I can be all the women that you need. You know, I got multiple personalities.
Multiple.
Too.
So, who do you need me to be for you, little daddy?
No, little daddy. I'm done. Oh, she hit the little daddy. That's the little daddy. Lordy. Poppy, as she said earlier.
I Poppy, who you need me to be?
She looking tonight.
She definitely looking.
We're she ready to
her. We're talking to her about this looking later.
It's the gallow.
Yeah, it
might be.
It might be. Y'all got me strong.
Sponsored
by Pretty Gritty Talks.
Yes. All right, Kayla, what's your views on polygamy?
No.
Just no.
No, but do you? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you were saying, if it works for everyone in the relationship.
I'm sorry, I'm with you.
Because I'm a utilitarianism type of person. As long as it works for everybody.
That's
do
it.
Do you?
That means if all of them are in agreement.
If everybody communicates.
You got to remember, you buy one a car, you got to buy the other car. If you get one a baby, you got to get the other one a baby.
Exactly.
If you buy one a house, you got to buy the other house.
It's like having children.
Yeah.
Everybody got
so if you ain't got the money to have two women or
don't
two...
Do it.
But my thing is, I think polygamy is one-sided.
What you mean?
Because most of the time, it's only men with two women. You rarely see a woman with two men. And
they okay with it.
And they okay with it. So my thing is, if you're going to talk about polygamy, let's talk about polygamy all the way around.
Well, then let's
talk
about...
If you can have two women, a woman...
Patriarchy
should,
then.
Yes. Yes. A woman should be able to have
because,
two men.
You know,
I'm
men
sorry.
Think they can have it all. Let's talk about patriarchy, but we're not. Not today.
But
we gonna get y'all episode.
We gonna get to it.
I do think that it should be both sides. So if you can have two women, she should be able to have two.
Everybody needs to know everybody business. Because if everybody gonna be in a relationship, everybody need to know everybody.
Everybody need to get tested.
at the same
consistently.
Time.
Consistently.
Regularly. And don't be feeling salty, you know, when you feel like he's giving her too much attention. And you ask for that relationship.
Say it.
Yeah, if you
but
do
most
say
of
it.
The time, y'all, yeah, well, women out. Mostly just agree.
What you mean?
They just be like, the man, he proposes, you know, let's have two women. Mm. And they just be like, okay, baby.
Oh.
I really think that's for white people. Yeah, well, I'm like, we can't relate. We don't have a perspective on that. So let us know. If y'all want to give us a question, give us some information, please let us know. Because I like to
hit
learn.
Us up.
The only time you see really polygamy is in third world countries. Where but those men have multiple wives.
Mm. Ooh, girl, patriarchy. But
but I feel like if a man has multiple wives, a woman should have multiple husbands. That's more cheddar for the woman.
Patriarchy. But I have heard what's my podcast? Good Moms, Bad Choices. They be talking about everything. Mm-hmm. And they get to the nitty gritty. But they were talking to some, what are they called, sex workers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And one of them was talking about how they're in a polygamous relationship, and she was like, she got a boyfriend, and her boyfriend got a girlfriend, and her girlfriend got a husband. You know, it was like everybody had an extra boo.
Oh.
And you know, saying they was people of color. I don't know specifically their color, but
It sounds like they just got a big old orgy.
That's pretty much what it was. Mm-hmm. But everybody communicate, and she did say that everybody get tested regularly. They go on dates together, and they go on dates individually. So I'm like, if it works for you,
do you?
Just communicate.
Next question, because that all right. Wasn't much.
Yeah, we can't.
Good question, though. That was a good question.
Yeah.
The next one is, would you forgive your boyfriend for cheating? Keyword, boyfriend. That's what they put.
No. I'm sorry. I'm like Tamar. When she said on the Braxtons, man cheat the relationship over. I'm sorry.
It's a dead.
It's gone.
Oh, it's a dead.
even though she's saying keyword, boyfriend, I think with a boyfriend, it's like.
Bye.
Yeah. Like, it's optional to be like, bye, immediately. Like, when you marry, you got to do work. You got to sign papers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to deal with children. You know, it's
I'm sorry, if I'm married and you cheat on me.
If I'm
you're
married.
You're still peacing out.
I'm still going. But I'm going to burn your stuff, like, left eye first.
Oh,
but
then, she doing the way to exhale.
But then, I'm going to definitely leave. Like, you ain't about to cheat on me with no other woman and come lay in bed with me.
You have to be considerate of all perspectives and circumstances.
Because you might have kids, you might, it's just certain things.
I'm going to go, but like, y'all, your
if
daddy
you don't
cheated.
Know, if you know that you was falling short in that relationship of being there for that person, then
but what if you're not?
You need to, then, well, then bye. You know what I'm saying? But if you know that you weren't fulfilling that person's needs, if you know that you weren't mentally or emotionally there for that person in a relationship, then you should be able to be like, okay, I wasn't there for them, and that's why they had the opportunity to even think about talking to somebody else. And that's my bad. But you still have to do the healing to make me gain the trust back for you.
Mm-hmm,
but that's only in that circumstance, and that's it.
Yeah. But if it's something like Wendy Tell where she gave up her life, she gave up her dreams,
now
she
that's
gave all
different.
That, and he
all
went
the time that I was loving
you. Right.
You were busy loving yourself.
Ooh, being slapped with the slip. Ooh, that just burns you up. I'm done, y'all. But no, she literally gave up her life.
11 years, I sacrificed.
Come on now. And you can leave me
at the drop of a dime.
Literally.
Goodbye, your side.
Literally.
I should have left you a thousand times. No, I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry.
I'm not gonna shed no tears.
Cause I deserve better.
No, I'm not gonna cry.
Alright, y'all. We gotta get back on track.
Cause y'all
not. But when it comes down to a boyfriend, y'all,
bye.
Cause 9 times out of 10, if you gonna cheat on me before we even married, you gonna cheat on me while we married.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand.
Yeah.
I feel like if you feel like you gonna cheat, say something.
Yeah.
If you feel unfulfilled, say something.
Right.
It's
like,
not that hard.
Right. Like, if I'm not fulfilling you, just tell me before you go cheat on me. Like,
and if you done told me 10,000 times,
then I have,
my bad.
That's my bad.
Yeah.
But if you don't tell me and you just go do your do,
yeah,
I gotta go.
Then you didn't care about me enough to tell me, so I ain't gonna worry about you enough to keep you. So
yeah. Right. I hope this is whoever asked that question. I hope this isn't what they're going through right now.
Right. I hope not.
Because I'm gonna tell you straight up, do a pros and cons list.
Yeah.
What's good about him and what's bad about him? And if that cheating is the only thing that's on that list.
Okay, Tyler Perry. Yeah. Why did I get married?
If that cheating is the only thing on that list. Because that's what I do. I weigh out my pros and I weigh out my cons.
That's good. I was going to say it really just depends on the situation, the circumstance, mm-hmm. you know. Because even though it might just be a boyfriend, they could have kids together. They could live together. It's just... You know, it's a lot of factors that could play.
So, ladies, if you're going to live with your boyfriend, get an apartment that you can afford on your own. I mean, if he decides to cheat, you can tell him to adios.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. Get out of my apartment because I can handle this all by myself.
Right, right.
And that's on period.
That's true.
Remember that. Y'all remember that.
Remember that. So that's what I was going to say. But, you know, I'm kind of like Adrian in this sense. I feel like a man... Will he forgive you for cheating?
Ooh, child.
And if he won't forgive you for cheating, then don't forgive him for cheating.
Ooh.
So that's how I feel. I feel like...
They can never take out what they did.
They can't take nothing.
I feel like that if you could do that to me, if you could cheat on me, then you don't care about me at all. And that's just how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You don't... I'm worthless to you. For you to sleep and do the most intimate thing with somebody else and hurt me like that, then you didn't deserve me. So that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. Next question.
I know you better know my password now.
Could you be a stay-at-home mom? Say your husband makes good money, doctor, lawyer, etc.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I sure could. I mean, I still would try to fulfill my aspirations and dreams or whatever. And I feel like other like stay-at-home moms, you should be trying to, you know, fulfill your aspirations as well. Get your hustle on the side. Yeah. Start a business. Even if it's a business where you don't actually have to do the physical work. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you fulfilled and being a stay-at-home mom and you take care of, do you then?
Yes.
Exactly.
I would definitely take that role. Mm-hmm. I ain't got to teach no bad kids. I can just stay at home. I can wake up when
with
I want
with your own bad kids?
I can drop them off at school and go do mom things.
Mm.
With a glass of wine.
With a glass of wine.
Ooh. Yes. You're going to be real bougie. He got money. I'm going to be like the Real Housewives of Potomac. I'm like, I'm the Don Dada.
I'm the Grand Don.
I'm the Grand.
I'm Karen. I'm the Grand Don.
I'm done.
I ain't going to be like Monique who be popping people, okay? I'm going to be real like that.
I would still have to have a job. Just because I don't, even when I'm on vacation, I get bored. I have to have something to do. Whether I'm working, it wouldn't fulfill me.
But you have your business,
and I understand that.
Yeah, like I could have my business. I wouldn't have to go to a physical job. Mm-hmm. I could have my I could run my own business, but I would still have to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, most stay-at-home moms, when their kids get a certain age, they're in school and everything, they start like getting involved in organizations, charities, throwing parties, and all that kind of stuff. You know, advisors and all that good stuff, and hanging out with that girl. So you probably would have a lot to do.
Yeah.
More so.
Because I know kids is a full-time job.
Yeah. But you got to want to do it.
Yeah.
If my man makes more than 6 figures, I'm staying my butt home. Forget that degree.
But I'm going to have my own bank account.
Yeah, I'm going to still have my own bank account.
Baby.
And listen, ladies.
Please have your own
ladies,
bank account.
Every cho-cho that he gives you, you say that mess for a rainy day because he can lose his job. He can do everything. You take that money.
Or he can leave you for a white girl.
Oh, yeah.
And
you pocket all of that.
I don't never want no man to be able to tell me you got this because I gave it to you.
No.
So.
Absolutely. I got this because I sacrificed my body. I sacrificed my time. So you ain't give me this. You owe me this. Because I gave you kids.
That is true. Woo. That is true. Woo. That is very
true. Girl, because having kids.
Yep. I gave you kids.
They could never.
Okay. And that's
they will never
whole,
be able to. Like, and I ain't felt the pain yet. I don't think you haven't felt the pain. You felt the pain.
It's your whole life on that table. Okay? Especially, specifically as a black woman. Your whole life is on that table. And that's all I'm gonna say.
So like, they could never.
So your man better respect you, and he better have your back. For and real. See, that's why I don't know how to, you know, deal with the deadbeat daddies and all that. I don't even know if I could.
Yeah.
I'd probably be crazy. I'd be the crazy baby mama if I had a deadbeat daddy. Thank God I'm blessed, and my man take care of me and my child. But I couldn't deal with another situation. And I pray for y'all, I think we have to deal with this situation.
I'm sorry. You going to be a deadbeat. I'm popping up at your job. Girl. They should pop up, please.
Girl.
I might be popping up later.
The amount of sacrifice to have a child, girl.
Yes.
Next question is, how would you describe black love in your own words?
Unity.
Huh?
Unity.
Oof.
A united front.
That's a good word.
You gotta show the world that y'all are unified. Even I always say, if you with somebody and you disagree with what they did or what they said in that moment, don't ever, ever in your life front your partner out in front of the public. Yeah, you be like, yeah, my baby, she said that,
Had it back. Mm-hmm.
You had it back. Public. But when y'all get in that car and you get at that house,
check them.
Because to the world, you are a united front. People. Behind closed doors, y'all can have y'all disagreements all the time. But y'all keep y'all disagreements behind closed doors.
Period. I agree.
I think this generation don't know that.
They go to social
media. They don't.
That's something.
Let me tell you what my man did to me. He cheated on me 3 weeks ago with the other girl on Instagram.
And tagged her.
Or they like to do the little lives, the Instagram lives, and tell all their business. Mm-hmm. And what good is it to tell strangers your business?
And then next week, you're going to be right, right back with this man.
I mean, sometimes you don't even need to tell anybody what goes on in your relationship.
All you need to know is I'm mad.
That's true.
I ain't going to tell you why I'm mad, but I'm mad.
And I feel like so many people seek validations from their friends, family, other people. Sometimes you just need to communicate with that person. Everybody don't need to know what goes on in your household.
Business all the time, and you can't tell everybody because everybody don't care about you or your relationship.
Some people are ruining it, and some
intentionally.
People intentionally, and sometimes
yeah, girl, leave that man. Yeah, girl, cheat
because
on
they ain't have, they ain't happy.
Yeah, he loves company. So I think that's what I would define it. What would you define it, Raven?
I think this goes for all relationships, but I would say communication. Like you have to have communication. Especially, you know, black people, because black men don't listen. So, I'm not generalizing it. I'm not gonna generalize
y'all, we gonna generalize but, it. Y'all don't listen.
But
y'all turn y'all ears off.
Everybody listen in different ways.
I'm trying to save y'all, but I can't. Y'all don't listen. I'm sorry. We gotta generalize that because they don't
it's
listen.
It's like if any man that I came across, he don't listen, or he'll listen. And the thing is,
they hear a whole nother thing. And what you say?
You literally send them a whole paragraph on
and they're
how
like,
you
feel.
One thing you said.
They don't even how you feel. They just be like, so what's the problem? Man, I just told you.
Word for word.
Word for word. You didn't. That shows they don't listen and they can't read.
And I'm like, or sometimes it's like, you're not trying because you did what I told you I didn't like. You stopped doing. You did that for a while, and then you went back to doing the same thing.
That's disrespectful. That's when you deserve for me to stump your big toe. So,
the pinky toe. Pinky toe.
I told you. Do you feel it? Do you feel it?
Do you feel it?
Can you feel it? You definitely. I think that's when it.
Y'all
that's when it gets real. Because if I gotta repeat myself. Me being a teacher and I repeat myself daily, I ain't about to repeat myself.
Ooh, no. I person, not at the house. Yeah, not too
I get home and I be like, okay, so I told you I don't like that. If you didn't wash them dishes again today.
It could be simple and most of the time.
Or you go from the top of the toothpaste instead of the bottom. Ooh, that irks me. Go from the bottom.
I told you to put the toilet seat down.
Because I fell in the last time. I promise you now, that's the only time I watched the Kardashians. When, what was her name? Not Kendall, not Kim. The other one, the real, not Chloe, the other one.
Courtney.
When she was married to her husband, and he left the toilet seat up, and she literally fell in. She literally swiped her hand, she rubbed it in his face. I would literally rub it in your face, because if I fall in toilet water, I'm definitely going to get you. I'm definitely gonna get you.
I'm gonna do it in your sleep.
Why is it so hard for them?
It's just easy. It's just pop, top down. Because I can tell you, at night, I don't look down. I might not even turn on the light.
You can barely see because you just open your eyes real quick and you know you got a pee, bro.
That is true. I don't turn on the light either.
I might just go in there and just pee.
On there.
And then really? As soon as I sit down and I fall into toilet water, oh, I'm woke now.
So I'm real woke. Gonna be woke.
You about to hit it with them two fingers.
Boy, I tell you.
Didn't I tell you?
Didn't I tell you? In his sleep.
In your sleep, I'm waking you up.
Waking you out your sleep.
That's irritating, y'all. It's really the simple things, y'all.
I'm going to say, black
love. She about to say something deep.
What do we say?
What would you define black love in your own words?
You killing me because every person that know me be like, she about to say something deep.
Yes.
Because I already.
Bro, it don't be that. It don't. Okay. So, I'm going to say, now I can't say it.
No, say it.
Black love to me is divine love. Because I feel like, I was saying earlier, I feel like black love is a godly love. When you have it and you work for it and you find it, we're the original people.
Ooh.
So I just feel like...
Not the drip.
The drip. So I just feel like we have so much love and soul and culture and unity, like you were saying earlier, in our heart that when we have black love, I feel like it's divine. Mm-hmm. That's how I would describe it.
Okay.
And you have to sacrifice and fight so much around you to even try to hold it up.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I said communicate. I didn't even answer the question.
You did.
Okay. Next question is, what is the biggest problem within black love? I feel like we answered that. You know that black men don't protect.
Absolutely. Oppression. They start taking wives. I'm sorry, I'm about to take it back 400 years ago. But they start separating families when we were in slavery.
This is, yes, it's ongoing generational trauma from what they have done to us in our family.
Or just a black man sitting, and that might be the reason why they don't protect us. Because a black man and watch their wife literally get raped by their master. And they can't do nothing about it because they trying to live.
Yes.
So that could be a reason.
That's a good point.
It could be scary.
I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
It could be that.
It's constant. It's generational trauma. And it's oppression because they're like, okay, we didn't try. They have tried for centuries, so many ways to split us up and to kill off our culture and our people. And they can't. So I don't know why they keep trying, but they can't. It's not possible. We're dominant. You can't.
You should have brought us over here from the motherland. You should have liked what you should have. We were minding our business. We were minding the business that
pays us. From Wakanda.
Don't ever. Don't get me started.
We were minding our business over there in Wakanda.
We was. Y'all came over there bothering us. Shoot. We could have been at home. Eating peas and loving berries.
All the black love.
Black love.
Minding our business.
Doing our little African dance.
But yes, the problem is oppression. And it's constantly going through the system to tear us apart in every single way they could possibly think of. The littlest ways and the biggest ways. Mm-hmm. And that's what we constantly fighting in black love. So that's the problem. And then we constantly, and I think the battle within us is that we always trying to tell each other who struggle is hardest.
Oh, the black woman struggling harder than the black man.
We constantly do it. Our
struggle
natural.
Is the same.
Our struggle is each other's struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to just focus on. Like, okay, yes, these things affect us more. These things affect you more. But they try to kill all of us.
That wine is getting to
me. Let's just say that. They trying to kill us all. Mm-hmm. So.
That goes for the black women, y'all.
Huh?
Black women, if y'all don't have a midwife that is black, Or a doula.
Or a doula or anything or like that.
If you do want to
get you a black doctor when you're pregnant, because that is the one way they do kill
black women. At least a female doctor. If that's a, at least get you a female mm-hmm. doctor. Because that white man ain't gonna listen to you.
He sure ain't. I've seen so many women, like I've watched a movie, but I've heard about so many women like literally almost dying for preeclampsia. That's real.
I had preeclampsia.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the statistically the black maternal death rate is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, what I learned recently is that it's even in the medical books they teach doctors that we don't feel pain. Mm-hmm. Or that the things we feel and what we tell them shouldn't be validated, that we're just over exaggerating, or we just trying to use some drugs. Like, no. It's y'all real. Push them drugs in our neighborhood, first of all.
Yeah, it's real.
First of all.
I've already said that if I have a baby, I'm having a water birth at home with the doula.
Really? That's going to be awesome.
And I'm probably going to ask for medicine, but I've already told my boyfriend, who I hope is my husband, but after today, he might be
girl, a single stop. Buster. Leave that man alone.
He's trying you today. But yeah, so I've already told him, I was like, I don't want a white person in that room. I want everything to be black. Mm-hmm. I want a black doula. I want a black midwife.
Yes.
I want everything. And dude, if I say I need medicine, don't give me that medicine. I'm just talking.
You sure?
Because that pain going to be endured. That pain is going to be hard. That pain is going to be hard, but I feel like
because maybe
I can handle it for my child. No matter what. I just need some just
I
just want somebody there to be there that knows what they're doing.
More power to you. Give me the drugs. Give me the Demerol. I had the Demerol. And I had the Epidural.
I don't think they do that with water births.
I didn't even know.
So I really do.
I didn't even know I was having contractions.
Y'all, my favorite couple had a water
I just knew I was dying.
Yes, because they did the math. They did it. That's where I learned it from. And I actually went on there and I really looked on YouTube and I followed those through it.
Request Erica Badu.
I don't know. Y'all.
If you get you a doula.
She a doula?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
she was Tiana Taylor's doula.
Oh.
Even though she ended up having a baby. What was it, in the bathroom this time?
No, it was the last time.
Junior was
this
in the bathroom. This time it was at home.
It was at home, and she was her doula.
Erica made it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah. I might try that next time, because I know me and Omari was talking about it while I was pregnant. We was like, dang, Erica a doula, bro.
Mm-hmm. I call up, be like, Erica.
Call Erica.
We gonna call you, Erica.
Call her.
In about 3 years.
Yeah, give me until I'm born to 30, cause
in about 3 years,
them bad kids that I work with made me they everyday birth control.
Baby.
So we're looking at 5 years and we're looking at 3 years, Erica. Okay.
Okay. I have money then.
Book the appointment. Book it.
Period. Okay. Next question is which one?
No, we already talked about that.
Oh, do y'all agree with black men
being the weakest links?
Black men are the weakest links.
No.
No.
Of course not.
Black men are not the weakest link. Men are the weakest link.
It ain't just black men.
Patriarchy.
You are the weakest
is the
link.
Weakest.
No, I'm playing.
Okay. I wouldn't say black men are weak.
No.
I think they're very strong.
They're not the weakest link.
They endure a lot.
I feel like black men, yes, I feel like they are targeted in so many ways. They are manipulated and traumatized in so many ways. And within our culture, we don't address it. And they don't get a lot of channels of healing either. So that's why it's this constant divide. And I feel like just recently did black women start to make these efforts for self-healing and self-love and stuff. And I feel like now we need to push that for black men too.
Yeah. Shout out to Taraji because she hosts a thing for mental health specifically for black men.
And Charlamagne the God.
Oh, yeah.
Charlamagne.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. I think they're not the weakest link. They just need to become in tune with themselves.
Yes.
Because right now they're so guarding. They're so on the lookout, and you know, because they're a target. Mm-hmm. They have to be, and that's sad that they have to be in this country. But
and I feel like we coddled them a lot. Mm-hmm. I will say that I feel like Black mothers, we coddled them because the fact that they have this constant target on mm-hmm. them.
They so already born with two strikes.
Y'all. Exactly. And then patriarchy as well, to the point where men are never told to hold themselves accountable for their actions mm-hmm. or to reflect and address their issues mm-hmm. or grow or evolve in any way. It's always us. We always have to check ourselves. We always
you know, they raise the girls and exactly, they baby the boys.
Exactly.
That's not good, y'all.
So
I'm sorry, my son would not be, all things will be equal in my house. I have a daughter, yes, she got to come in at 12 o'clock.
Yep.
That means my son got to come in at 12
my
o'clock.
My daughter going to have a kitchen set and a toolkit.
And I'm not going to teach my boy to go have five different girlfriends. No, right. Get one woman. And I feel like a lot of times Black parents do that. I mean, it could be all races, but
parents in general, because that's patriarchy.
You know, men, they praise their sons for, you know, mm-hmm. going out there
for being sluts, as they would call us.
They praise them. Like, you got all the girls, you got all the girls, that's you.
But if they daughter sleep with two men, then oh child.
One.
They don't even want to know it, y'all.
If they think they slept, even if they did, if they
but
think.
They will forgive her a little bit more for one, but let it be more than
girl.
One.
Girl, my dad still think I'm a virgin. We gonna keep it that way.
Unless you listen to this podcast.
Ooh, I'm like, wait a minute.
Cats out the bag.
Daddy doesn't have social media.
Cut it. You might have it on the low low. Cut it.
You don't even know what Instagram is.
Cut it.
But,
but yeah, I'm not gonna teach my son to be a dog.
Nope. You're gonna respect women around here. I mean, you're gonna open doors. You're going to communicate. I'm going to teach him.
And your sister.
Yeah. Yep. You're definitely going to. I'm going to teach you how to communicate. Tell me what you're feeling. I'm never going to tell my son not to cry.
I was going to say, it is okay to cry.
And that's something we
cry,
have to work on.
Get it out. But please don't whine.
And
I
that's
can't
the
stand
healing
no more
I'm
whining.
Talking about. Black men need to heal. Yeah. They need to learn. And they need to heal one another. Because, you know. Mm-hmm. Sisters and girlfriends, you know, we there for each other. We talk about everything. We have
we
each other's
always
back. As long mm-hmm. as it's not toxic, because everybody got toxic friends at some point in their life.
Yeah.
But men, y'all don't talk about nothing.
You going.
Y'all be talking. So, y'all need to start talking. Y'all need to start healing and holding
all they talk about
accountable
is,
for y'all
you
actions.
Talked to old girl the other day. Mm-hmm. You get some. That's what they be
you
talking
get
about.
And the
Xbox. And Xbox.
And you ain't getting no good at
it. And what is it, PS5?
2K and Call of Duty.
I'm the only one getting some cut in this house. Sorry. I done went all the way back to ATL.
Man, you see them new J's?
That's all they talk about. Instead of talking about, man, you know, I'm seeing you spiraling.
Yes.
I need you to
bring it
back.
I'm feeling a little depressed mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
And some
I'm feeling a way about the things that we see in the media constantly. I'm hurting because I'm seeing a lot of Black men dying every single day.
It's okay to
say
that. Talk about it.
And I feel like, you know, a lot of the times with Black men, they more so talk about stuff like that when they get up in age. Because they be like, have fun. You in your 20s. Have fun. You in your
20s. Don't
worry about that. Yeah, they think they're supposed to just be out here sleeping with women and partying.
And making babies.
And that's,
doing their career stuff. Like, no.
That ain't it.
You need to be, I mean, people in general mm-hmm. need to constantly be evolving and reflecting and trying to heal themselves.
Right.
So you don't be
self-love.
A crappy person. That's why people
mm-hmm.
are crappy, because they don't check themselves. That's why. And they project all their issues on everybody else.
Yes. Do you feel like Black women truly show up for Black men? I feel like we answered that.
Yes. 1,000 times, all the time, in the media, everywhere. So I don't know what you're talking about. But that's your reality. So I can't.
I hope there wasn't no Black men. So, I'm sorry.
The question is, do Black men
show up
for
Black
women?
Period.
And I need evidence.
Ooh. Hit us up in our DMs and let us know.
We so serious.
Proof.
I'm about to say we so serious.
So serious.
Facts.
Well, I can give some examples, but it's not a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, we want whoever asked that question.
You show us.
Okay.
Show us the money.
show us.
We want the numbers. Statistics.
Okay. Views on monogamy.
I think it's a good thing, y'all. It keeps the STDs away.
That's that on that. I'm like,
yeah, that's that on that. I want you to be for me.
I think kids, but I also think as kids are growing up, they need to see mommy and daddy. Not mommy, daddy, and mommy and another daddy. They need to see mommy and daddy.
And that's just
if we have the opportunity to do so. Like, that's what you aspire for, mm-hmm. you to see mommy and daddy and your parents, whoever they are, loving on each other. Right. And not, you know, the extra toxicity.
The blending.
The back and forth.
And the back and forth. And I got a mama and a, I got a mama, a stepmama, a stepdaddy. I'm sorry, y'all.
Because I got all of that.
I got it all. I got it all as well. But at the same time, will I want that for my kids?
And that's another thing that we need to heal generationally. And we need to try to do better at.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to get married number one.
But what you got to do, yes, you want to get married once. And in order to do that, you got to check yourself and you got to know what you need. Because everybody's like, I want to be married, I want to be in love, I want to be in a relationship. What do you need to make you grow and be a better person? That's what you should be looking for in relationships, not just I want to move up.
And
that don't last.
Right.
Yes.
And like, we be joking about me being single and stuff, but I know what I want, so I'm not gonna accept anything. That's why I be curving a lot of people. You know, honestly, unless I show interest in somebody and. We ain't gonna talk about that, but but majority of the time I be curving somebody because I already see what you about, and the age I am, I'm looking for something real. I'm not for the play. I ain't never been for the play, to be honest.
Well, that's
for the
very true. I ain't never been.
I don't. I don't like waste time.
If
it's money.
You waste my time, I'm gonna make you pay me back. For
okay.
I literally did that. I sent somebody a request on Cash App. Give me my money.
Better have my money.
Yep.
But yes, like, don't waste my time. I don't have time for that because instead of talking to you, I can be doing something to better myself, making money, hanging out with my friends and family. Like, so I feel like, you know. Don't waste my time. Yeah. And views on monogamy, I feel like, you know, because they were talking about that on that podcast, and he was saying, so I have to bring this up, y'all. He was saying, like, if you're married to someone and, you know, your wife isn't, she doesn't want to be sexually active anymore, like, for the time being, because, you know, she could be just had a baby or she don't feel like it or whatever.
Hormones change.
Yeah.
Ages, all that.
All of that. Do you think it's fair for him not to sleep with somebody else because you don't want to do it?
No.
Wait till she feel like doing it.
So you know how my body...
She gonna feel like doing it.
You know how my body just went through all that torture and, like, I just almost died and, you know, like, I have this constant changing in hormones and not my body. Mm-hmm. I have to start to like myself and know my body and love
my
body.
So how about that?
And take care of a baby. So while I was doing all that and you was chilling... Now you can sit there and suffer and wait until I'm chilling again, and you're going to be all right.
You're going to be all right, because every day...
That's why you have.
A marriage ain't about just you. Like,
or your penis.
Right.
Righty and lefty. Help yourself.
But she was saying on that podcast, sometimes she don't even want to do this. Sometimes she just want to cuddle. Sometimes she just want to watch TV.
Just chill. Just rub my booty and let me be.
I think she said that.
Rub my booty and let me be.
That's what I want. I don't want to stick it in and take it out. I don't let me. So.
Keep it in.
Keep it up.
I wonder what age group listens to our podcast.
I really do. Because y'all... We're grown. We're real grown.
We might look 12, but we ain't.
We real grown.
Baby.
Okay.
All right.
Girl, I can't.
Are we still?
Why I put you? Recording? I think. We better be. Yeah. We gonna. I think we talked about that. Why do black women require... Hold on. Let me prepare myself for this question. Because this question right here, it had my blood boiling. Hold on.
Give me a second.
You might want to
say a little bit. I got some wine. Because if it's a stupid question, I'm going to say it's a stupid question. Loudly.
You need a hit?
Okay.
You know, but I poured a lot, so I'm good.
Hold on. One more.
Is this the wrong thing? I don't know.
Read it. One
more. Uno minuto.
Let's go. Had to feel the burn.
Okay. Because when I read this, first of all,
I think I saw woke this up. Question.
You saw it
too? I saw this question. I was like,
we was mad all morning.
First of all, as soon as I, you know, got ready in the morning and picked up my phone, that was the first question I saw on there. So, to wake up out of your sleep and see some nonsense like this, I was
nonsense.
Mad. I don't appreciate
it. Read the question so mad. They can know what kind of nonsense okay. this is.
Why do black women require so much but have so little to offer?
Baby, I got everything to offer. I brings the bacon, the cheese, the bread, and everything to the table. I got good credit. I got a job. Two for a fact. And a car. So if you ain't matching that, you can. Yeah, you get it.
Like, first of all, it ain't black women's problem that the women you went out and picked is city girls or whatever kind of girls.
That's our work job. I am a job.
Look, that's who you picked.
That's your reality.
Y'all be the same type of men.
First of all, most black women don't ask their men for nothing.
Period.
Nothing. So we don't have high standards. All I require is you to open my door, treat me nice, take me out every now and then. Give me the correct love, and all I need is a
touch. Be faithful to
and
me.
Respect
love
me.
Treat
and
me
that's
good.
It. And be loyal.
And love God.
And be love God. And be a man of God.
It. Y'all think our requirements are too high because you're not trying to even elevate to be up on them. Get y'all stuff together. I'm sorry. You didn't piss me off. Okay, I was already pissed off, but now I'm real pissed off. How in the world will you be able to say we have so many requirements and we don't offer anything? Maybe you need to check yourself, boo, and stop going out for them busters and get you a real woman that got it all together and still trying to get it together. Stop the press.
I feel like you know, a lot of the times y'all be the kind of men that's like, oh, you know, I want a good girl. I want this. I want that. But you looking for in a certain type of woman, that ain't the woman that's going to give you that.
Baby.
So that's why you feel like,
if she booty butt naked on Instagram, she is never going to ever in your life. As Madea said, you cannot change a hoe into a housewife. It is not happening. Sorry.
It ain't my fault that you go out there and pick them kind of girls and then want to blame every black woman for it.
Stop generalizing us.
Stop generalizing us.
Like y'all like to tell us.
Stop generalizing us. Oh,
I couldn't believe you asked this.
I can't, and that really hurt my heart because
it hurt my heart. It hurt my soul.
We was big mad that morning because I'm like, first of all, I'm gonna say this in general to everybody who had a question. We really was expecting to receive some positive questions,
some deep questions
about black love, and all of them pretty much were negative. I can't think of a positive one that we receive.
But how to define.
Crickets.
Maybe how to define. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's neutral.
Why is black love important?
That's like neutral, kind of positive-ish. But most of them were
But
like,
this question right here was the worst one of them all.
It was the worst.
Most of them was like, black men don't do this, black women
don't. Why y'all don't have standards? Why y'all don't require anything?
Y'all don't communicate the things that you want.
You just want to sit there.
Y'all
first
not requiring
enough. Y'all, literally, I've had this situation, and I don't care to share it. I don't. Where you want, you can't tell me you want physical attention because I'm working. I'm trying to get the bag. You can't tell me you want physical attention, so you ask or not.
Because that ain't what's going to get you what you want.
You know what that's going to get? That's going to get you a pop-up and a cuss out.
Exactly.
That's the physical attention you want.
You know what to do. You know how to make me happy, how to make me want to be, like, appreciative of you in any type of way. So acting stupid is...
It's not gonna get you the physical attention
in general.
Period.
But I just feel like for him, the audacity.
Definitely giving audacity.
And what I'm gonna say,
whoever this is, you need to hit us up in the DMs. We gonna back.
Yes.
Apologize to all black women.
I do want to say this. We would like to interview you personally if you have the time, whether it's virtual, whatever, you know, put your mask on, whatever.
We
want the details so we can go through this healing process for you. Because you obviously
need
to heal. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know what black woman did you wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, you been hurt.
This was from your personal experience of black women in your life. And I'm not going to deny your reality.
Who was it?
But you're not going to generalize black women, especially when facts, evidence, and statistics say that black women are the most educated people.
Period.
Statistically, black women are the ones increasing in the numbers of entrepreneurs.
Black women was the ones that voted this year.
Black women was the ones who voted this year.
Wait a minute. Our VP is a black woman. Okay. An educated black woman. Ever in your life say we have too many requirements when we are the reason why we have so much. Get yourself together.
You are required, not specifically you, but a lot of the times black men are requiring too much and they not doing enough.
They want you to be a wifey while they still got you in girlfriend mode. No.
They want you to submit.
Submit.
They don't want to be a leader to submit not at to all. In the first place.
Not You're not all. Even trying to be a husband. You ain't my husband. I ain't submitting
and
to
then
you.
I don't think say it again. Not a husband and asking to submit. You don't even have the What is it? The experience. You don't even have the leadership. You don't even have that stature and connection with God for me to even think.
Submit. You got to lead.
You got to lead.
And if you can't lead, then I'm going to lead.
I'm not following. Like,
I'm going to do it all about myself. I'm the one leading you.
Y'all want us to be goofy. And that's why y'all like to run to other races, because we don't put up with that.
No.
That's why y'all like to do that. No, because you don't want to grow. Because you don't want to be better.
Where and why?
And can't be held accountable for your actions.
The requirements. You know what?
But that's your experience.
That's your experience.
Invalidate and black
women,
reality.
If you out here ain't got nothing to give, don't ask for nothing.
Yeah, then sit down and be quiet. Right. Stay in your place.
Because the majority of us, I'm not going to ask you to do something that I can't do for myself.
Ooh.
Say it again.
I can definitely do for myself.
Okay, because we resourceful.
I'm good with or without you. Period. Okay.
Whatever it is, I will say, it's some raggedy women out there.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
We're gonna address this.
They're probably the women you going after.
They're probably the women you. Was
that's when you need to self reflect and figure
and
out what why. Is it about you
that you're projecting on a black woman and saying that we the problem.
But why are you attracting these type of women?
Yes, when you are attracted to these type of women, so that's something that you have to address with you. That ain't our problem.
It's not our problem. We can do it.
We will help you heal, because that's what black women do.
That's what black women do. That's what we have to offer, healing.
And that's all we got to say about this.
That's our requirement.
Period.
Because you had got me fired up.
All morning, girl. All morning.
All morning, girl. Okay.
Getting ready for
all
work.
All morning. I was stressed.
Getting me and my baby ready for work, bro. Stressed.
Stressed.
Upset about the environment that black women got to go
through. Don't read that question no more.
Oh, that's the same one. Okay.
Was I think that it? She don't want to see it no more. It was the same one.
Okay. I think that's all the
I think that was it. Yeah. But thank you to everyone that asked questions.
Yes.
Asked questions.
Appreciate it.
And yes, we're going to do part two. We're going to have a guest, you know, with more opinions.
Yes, we need another perspective.
So send us more questions. But
more questions about black love and relationship advice, if you know, that's what you want.
Yeah,
we definitely give you some good relationship
and life advice, because we don't want to just talk about relationship advice.
Right. Because life like I said last week, people who are actually in relationships don't want to talk about
it. Me. Stressful life.
I'll try to do my best with giving you relationship advice. Clearly, I don't have nobody, so I don't know what all I can
give you. You've had somebody.
But I said, baby got wisdom, okay?
I do have wisdom.
Baby got the Lord.
Baby got bad.
Okay.
I'm sorry I had to say that.
So she got advice to give.
Yeah, I have, you know, some things here and there. You know, I need to work on some stuff my own self.
So. We all need to work on some stuff.
We are daily projects. We gotta work on ourselves.
And if everybody would just know that and accept that and be aware of themselves,
I might work on myself tonight. After I drink a glass of wine.
You know what I'm saying?
Another one.
That girl said she needs 2 glasses of wine.
Girl, maybe 3.
Maybe 3. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. But I just wanted to end it with something positive. You know, we love our black men. We hope y'all love y'all black
love
women.
Black men.
Yes, I love my black men. Chocolatey skin.
Okay.
Yes. Like
brown skin,
you know I love your brown skin.
Yes,
Y'all, so excuse us for not singing. It's not the best.
I can't tell what mine is.
I really can't tell what mine is.
Okay, like.
But yes, there are some good black men out there. There are some good black women out there. And I filtered my Instagram and I follow some good black men locally. Mm-hmm. And the stars or whatever. Like,
and that's what you have to do. You have to be intentional about what you see every day and what you absorb and take in every day. Mm-hmm. Because if all you see is
scammers and all them. Man, I gotta say this. All you scammers make me mad because I work every day real hard.
Girl,
and I be going on
no
vacations. Y'all be everywhere. I'm mad.
All around the world.
Show me how to do it.
She work for it.
Trying to get to the bed. I'm working
for
it. Y'all
be having her out here scratch.
Playing with people.
I be sitting there like, dang, man, he all the way in Barbados, and I know he's scammed.
It's okay, because we're going to get to the top with dignity.
Yes, with dignity.
With the Lord.
But, I'm going to get to the top with dignity, but if you ever want to copy my DMs and tell me how you get your money.
Don't do it.
Do it.
Don't do it.
Because
the Lord.
A girl out here struggling, y'all.
It's okay. It's okay.
Struggling. That's
okay. We're going to get there.
Together.
We're going to get there.
Yes.
All right, girl. So just continue to be good to others, be good to your partner, you know, listen.
And good to yourself.
Be good to yourself. Protect your energy, you know.
Yes.
Protect your soul.
Meditate if you need to. Pray.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to yourself. Don't let nobody tell you crazy because you talk to yourself.
Oh, just don't answer yourself back.
I about to say, unless you got some other personalities that's talking back to you.
You start answering yourself back.
I can't relate to that.
Hey,
but
every day I get in the car and
talk
I talk to myself.
Tell yourself you love you.
Because I'm the realest person I'll ever be able to touch you.
She keeps it real and real. All the critics and how they feel.
Exactly.
But sometimes you can talk to yourself.
Yeah, so I'm like, don't let nobody tell you crazy because you talk to yourself. You know you better than anybody else.
Yeah.
Journal.
Cause
my girl put me back on journaling.
Okay, because I was going through my journal the other day, and I'm like, baby, where she at? Let me go find her.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Let me go find who she was.
Yeah.
Okay? Because she knew what she was talking
Sometimes
about.
Sometimes you got to recollect
myself?
And find yourself.
Oh, yeah, you do. You
got to find yourself.
I just had a full-fledged conversation with myself.
See?
Yes.
You
go back
do that.
And reflect and be like.
Every day. That's how I was when we got that question. I was like, girl, how he going to say it? I was like, in there with me and Yamaya, but I was talking to me.
Yes. But all right. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube when we get it and follow us on Instagram. We see all the comments. We appreciate all the love. And talk to y'all later.